Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're on Tet Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to Tashma. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Okay? Now, there are two machlokas that we've already been introduced to, and there's a third one coming today. The first machlokas that we've been introduced to was, can liquids be metame something else? Rav Meir said no. Rabbi Elazar said no. Rabbi Yehuda said yes. I said yes, the Gemara is not going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda. It's not true. We're going to get to Rabbi Yehuda today. Rabbi Yehuda said yes. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were the hardest. They said that liquids can make other food tameh, but not kelim. Okay, that was a funny halacha. We're going to spend a lot of time with them tomorrow. Today and tomorrow. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two was something that Yossi ben Yoezer said. Yossi ben Yoezer said one simple statement. The mashke of the Azara is tahar. There's a machlokas what he meant by that. According to Rav, that meant all liquids are tahar. However, the liquids of the Mizbeach are tamei midrabanan. Okay? But all liquids are tahar. And we've been pounding on Rav. How could that be? How could that be? We're going to keep on going today. How could that be? Shmuel said that in itself is tameh, but it just can't make other things tameh. Okay? The third machlokas, it's really built on this one, is a machlokas between Rav and Levi, which is what we're going to get to today, where Rav said all mashke is tameh. The mashke of the Mizbeach is tamei midrabanan, and Levi's going to say all mashke is tahar. Not even the Mizbeach not tamei midrabanan. What?
No.
I'm saying it right. Okay. That's the third machlokas, and the Gemara is going to be busy today trying to fit the third machlokas into the second machlokas. Okay? That Rav and Shmuel held. Again, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer said that the mashka of the Azara is tahar. Rav said, all mashka is tahar. Happens to be that the gzera, that the mashka of the Mizbeach is tameh. Mizbeach midrabana. But midaraisa, all is tahar. Shmuel said no. What Yossi ben Yoezer meant was that all mashke in itself is tamei. Can it make others tahar? Tamei? Now that it can't do. An offshoot of that machlokas is between Rav and Levi. Rav just said the mashke of the Mizbeach is tamei, and Levi said it's not. Okay, it's a third machlokas is going to build on that. But we're still hacking away at Rav. We're hounding Rav. Rav said all liquids is tahar. Now we're going to ask the question, how can that be? Tashma, again, like the fourth, fifth question we've asked on Rav, how could it be that Rav said all mashke is tahar? Here's the question. There was a time at the very beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash, there was a Navi named Chagai, and Chagai was testing the Kahanim. So he asks him the following trivia question. What if you have a sheretz that touches, and the Kahanim have to know this, right? The sheretz touches your clothing. Then, look at the Gemara. Tashma. This is a quoting a pasuk now. Hein Yisa, a guy's carrying basar kodosh, bekanach bebigdo, he's carrying it in his shirt, v'naga bekanfo el halechem, and then it touched bread, el hamazid, or some food, el ayayin, or wine, el hashemen, or oil, v'yakal ma'achal hekdish, or any other thing. What's the story? V'yanu ha'kahanin v'yomru. Lo. The Kahanim said, don't worry about it, it's not Tumah. What is going on here? So says Rashi in the bottom line, just at the end of that Rashi, the Lechem, so the point you have to get here is the Lechem Rishon, the Lechem is a Rishon, Nezid Sheni, Yayin Shlishi, Veshem and Revi. I know. No, I didn't.
What after the Basha?
What?
Basha seemed to be the first thing.
No.
Carries a
basar. Hey, he's carrying basar in his cut. that touched lechem, then it touched mezid, then it touched yayin, then it touched shemen.
So what's yah?
What?
What's yah?
Also, and. Right? So that's why I read this last line of Rashi. Lechem rishon, mezid sheni, yayin shlishi, shemen revi. You're asking a question, you're asking it really, it should be a chamishi. Because one thing missing here.
Right.
We're going to get to that. This is the way Rav is going to understand the question. That's what Chagai asked them. What happens if A touches B to C to D? And we end up with a revi of oil. And then Rashi says, Nazir is a tashel, fine. And the Kahanim told him, it's not Tamid. Which is not true. So Amar Rav, Rav says, on the top line of Yudayit, Ishtabish Kahani. The Kahanim were wrong. Why were the Kahanim wrong? So Rashi says on top, Shetiharu Revi Bekodesh. Because they said a Revi is Kodesh. Right? Alma. Now, Alma, Yayin Veshemen, Damashki base Mitbechayin Ninu. Yayin and Shemen are liquids of Gesundheit, of the Mizbeach. Umitamu. Now, Mitbechayin is the Mizbeach. The Azara. So Yayin and Shemen in the Azara is Tomei. Right? Because Rav is explaining that they were wrong, but if they're wrong, then it's Tomei. Right? V'i Tumas Mashkin Dirabanon. If you want to tell me Tumas Mashka is Dirabanon, Ha'amarta Dulo Gazer Alayu. But he said there's no Xavier there. He said there's no Xavier there. V'i Nami Tumas Dirabanon. If you want to say that Chagai was testing them on Tuma Durabonon, Ukvar Nigzar Tuma Al Mashkin Bimei Chagai Hanavi, and you want to tell me that this is a very old Gzeira, Chagai already, Shayib Anshin Ezakdola, he was one of the Anshin Ezakdola, Kasha L'Rav, that's it still Kasha, the Harav Amar Dachan Mamish. Rav said any liquid in the Azar is 100% tar, even Midurabonon. Kasha L'Rav, I'm sorry, the Kish V'Kolshkein, E D'Oraisa, Kamishtoi Kasha L'Rav. For sure it's a D'Oraisa, it's a Kasha L'Rav. V'Hal Lekha L'Meimar, you can't say Midrabanon, that it's Midrabanon Udolo Kiyosi Ben Yoezer, and it's not like him. Why? D'Kra L'Akra L'Opalit, because Rabbi Yosi Ben Yoezer can't argue on a Pasuk. Mashma D'Itz Alayo Tuma, O E D'Oraisa, E D'Rabanon. So how could Rav get out of this? Right? How's Rav going to get out of this? Rav said all liquid in the Azara is Tahar. And here he said it's not true. He said the Kahanim asked this question. They said it's Tahar. They were wrong. So the Gemara answers, Midi hu taima el l'Rav? Rav mashki beis mitbechayatanu. You're right. Rav said that Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer held that liquids in the Azara is Tamei. Is Tahar. Aval mashki beis mitbechayah. But the mashke in the mizbeach mitamu, that is tamei, and that's what Chagai was asking them. He asked about wine and oil. That's not azaro liquids. That's mizbeach liquids. And mizbeach liquids, Rav agrees. Gufa. Now, another machlokas. Rav Amar. But we're going to get back to this issue about the mizbeach in a minute, 5 minutes. But now that the Gemara has a side point, Gufa. Rav Amar ishtabish kahani. Rav said that the kahana made a mistake. Shmuel said they didn't make a mistake. How didn't they make a mistake? Rav Amar Ishtavish Kahani. Rav said they made a mistake because Revi Bekodesh Boy Minayu. He was asking them about a Revi. Va'amru lo tar. They said it's tar. And Revi by Kodesh is not tar. Shmuel Amar lo Ishtavish Kahani. Chamishi Bekodesh Boy Minayu. No, it's a chamishi. This was really a chamishi. Why? Because there were four items: bread, nuzid, yayin shemen, and what about the cloth, the shirt? So it got to a chamishi, right? The Gemara will address that in a minute. V'amru le tar, and they said it's tar, right?
Correct.
They were right. It's taka true. It's a chamishi. There's no such thing. Now bishlom al rav. Rav makes a lot of sense to say the question was the revi haynu d'chsev arba'a. That's why there were four items mentioned: lechem, nazid, yayin, v'shemen. How did the lechem get tamei? What? El Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Chamisha Minale. Where's the fifth one from? Where's number five? So the Gemara says, Miksiv Vinoga Bikanfo? The Vinaga Kanfo, Vinaga Bikanfo Ksiv, Bamesh Nago, that which you touched, Bikanfo, was the shirt. In other words, something else.
The shirt
becomes a Rishon. So the shirt touched the lechem, made it to a sheni. The lechem touched the wine, the nazid, made it to a shlishi. The nazid touched the wine, made it into a revi. And the revi and the wine touched the oil, made it into a chamishi. Now how do you answer Rav? What does Rav say? So according to Rav, the lechem is the only one that matters. The lechem is the av. You have to say that. The lechem is the av. The nazir is the sheni. The wine is the shlishi, and the yai and the oil is the revi. You have to say that. Okay. Now, how did the lechem get touched? By what? It must have been a mace. Otherwise, how could the lechem be an av? What? I know. The problem is that the bus was not an av via vasatoma. That's the problem.
Oh. The
question
is,
does
the bus is now become
common?
The bus is the last thing
in the line, not the first. What are you talking about? Hein Yisa ish basar, kodesh bekanfo, bebindo, v'naga bekanfo, el. So it starts off with the basar and it's really talking about the end of the basar? What? I know, but according to Rav, if the flesh of a sharet touched the bread, it made the bread into a rishon. That would mean that the oil is a chamishi. Rav said it was a revi. So then how did they get a revi? What? What?
What is the bread?
The bread is either a rishon or an av.
Or an av.
So how did it become an av? The only way it could be an av is if it touched the mace.
I'm missing something. I'm sorry. I didn't. The buser is the sheretz. The buser is the sheretz. I don't know where the buser fits in.
Exactly.
The buser is covered.
What?
The buser is the target.
Then what's it in the pasuk for?
Buser's
time. Now
what happened to the buser's time?
I understand.
So is
the
buser
the sheretz?
It's the last
buser.
I think it's still exactly
the buser. What? Okay, fine. We have to figure out how Rav can make it work. It's fine.
But is the buser the sheretz?
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Where does buser come in then?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah?
We're asking that the captain and now the stuff that the buser, what is the deal? The buser is...
What's the bus?
If the bus is tar, why is it in the pasuk? It doesn't matter. We're getting sidetracked. We don't have time for this. Tashma, another kasha on. This is going to be a kasha on Rav again. Kasha on Rav again. It says Vayomer Chagai, and Chagai said, "Im yigat tamei nefesh b'cholele, if you touch any of these things, hayatamei, will you become tamei?" Yeah, you're going to become Tameh. 100%. Now, Bishlom al Shmuel. So Shmuel makes sense now. Why? Because Shmuel says the Kahanim didn't make any mistakes. Shmuel is a very consistent person. He likes to know that they got the first question right and they got the second question right. Bishlom idahach alo ishtabesh. This question they got right. Hashanam alo ishtabesh. El Rav. But according to Rav, Maish nahach ad ishtabesh. How come this they got right? How about the other question they got wrong? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Aravua. I'll tell you why they got that right. Because Bikin Hayu Betumas Mace, that they knew. But Ve'en Bikin Hayu Betumas Sheretz. Tumas Sheretz, they didn't know. That's already detailed. Tumas Mace, everybody knows. Everybody's involved. Everybody's been to a Levi in their lives. Everybody knows that. Tumas Sheretz, it could be your whole life. You never come into that. Who had dead Sheretzes? It could be you do. It doesn't have to be. That they didn't know. Says Rashi. One second. So look at Rashi. What does it mean? Bikin hain betumas mace. Yodin shashlishi osim barevi. They knew that shlishis turned into revis. But v'ilohayi bikin betumas sheretz. They didn't know about that. V'sovrin she'ain shlishi osim barevi. Shlishi doesn't make a revi by tumas sheretz. Doesn't make a difference. Get a revi by sheretz just as much as get a revi by a mace. They didn't know that. They made a mistake. Okay, next. Ravina Amar. Now, Hasam Ravi, Hacha B'Shalishi. No, different story. Says Rashi, Ravina Amar. The next Rashi. Lohaya Bikin, Ravi Kodesh Klal. They didn't know about Ravis. Right? Vagavi Meis Shalishi, Bikodosh Boy Minayu. What Chaga was asking them was about a shlishi. Shlishi everybody knew about. The high tamei nefesh tikra lav tamei meis. It wasn't a tamei meis. Ela meis mamish. Kolmar tomas nefesh. Umeis aviavos velechem of nizid rishon yayin cheni b'shem and shlishi. So they asked him that. What's the story with that? Oh, that's tamei. What about Ravi? No, tar. Why? They didn't know about Ravi. So you don't have to say it was different kinds of tuma. Doesn't matter what kind of tuma it was. They didn't know about Ravi's altogether, and therefore they were wrong. Correct. So that's what you have to say. You have to say the Rashi just pointed out. You have to say it was a via both to get to a shlishi, and therefore they knew that. The next one, Ravi, that they didn't know. Right. Exactly.
Says the word kodesh could mean tumah.
Okay.
Or it could not mean tumah.
Okay.
So depending on how you fine. Translate the word kodesh, that's how you, the chain of items.
Fine. Next, toshma. V'yan Chagai, Chagai adds, V'yomer said, yeah, keno mazeh, you're right. Okay, this is a question the Gemara asks, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk, but the kicker of the pasuk is not quoted. So, V'yan Chagai, V'yomer says, ken, yeah, keno mazeh, you're right. V'chein Chagai lefnei nu'um Hashem, and the pasuk continues, V'chein kol masa yedehem, v'ashe yakrivu sham tamehu. And everything that they brought was tameh. Okay, what kind of thing is that? Says the Gemara, Bishlam ol Rav, Hainu Dixiv Tameh. So according to Rav, it makes sense that everything was Tameh, because they were wrong. El Shmuel, am I Tameh? Am I Tameh? Why is it Tameh? So the Gemara answers, no. You didn't read the Pasuk with the right emphasis. Is Shmuel come a Tameh v'ha? Chaga was saying it as a question. And is everything going to be Tameh? For sure not. That's how you should read the Pasuk. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'chein kol masi yedeim tiv. It says all their masi yedeim. Can you read that like a rhetorical question? It's not true. The Gemara says, you're right. Amar Marzutra v'itim Rav Ashi. A very difficult answer. Mitoch shekilkulu es ma'asehem. Since they botched up. When did they botch up? We'll see Rashi in a second. Ma'la le'em ha'kosef kilu givu b'toma. It's like a little bit of a musa. The Navi is equating it with a mistake because they will botch up. When will they botch up? Second wide line of Rashi. Lachas man. After a long time. Hayim is nabe. Sheikalkalu maseim b'bayasheni b'shar averos. What kind of Gemara is this? They're going to, 100 years, 200 years later, they're going to make a mistake, so Chagai gives it to them right now. Hey, you bunch of people, you're like, you brought Tumah. They didn't do anything wrong. According to Shul, they didn't do anything wrong. In the future, their descendants are going to do a virus in the temple. So, no, according to Shmuel, they didn't do anything wrong. So Chagai says to them, Chagai says to them, no, with this issue, V'chein, kol masi yedeim asher yakrivu sham tomehu. It's all tomeh. According to Rav, that makes perfect sense, they were mistaken. According to Shmuel, what are they tomeh? They do anything wrong? No, but you will do something wrong. So I'm telling you now that you're tomeh, because you will do something wrong in the future. That's a very difficult Rashi. It's a very difficult Gemara. Okay, that's what it says. Okay. Gufa. This is the third machlokes that I told you is coming up today. Gufa. Rav Tani, Mashka, Beis, Mitbachaya. Rav said that when Rav Yossi ben Yoezer said that the Mashka of the Beis HaMikdash is Tahar, he meant the base, the liquids, the mashke of the azara, but the mashke of the mizbeach is tamei midrabanan. Levi tani, no maski beish midbechaya, right? All mashke is tahar, even the liquids of the mizbeach. All liquids are tahar, according to Levi, according to Yossi ben Yoezer. Now, Levi. According to Levi, Hanicha, it makes sense, Isvira like Shmuel. If he holds like Shmuel, that said in a different machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that what? That the mashke of the Mizbeach, that according to Yossi ben Yoezer, the mashke itself can become Tamei, but it can't be Metamei other things. That's what he meant. That's what Yossi meant. The Amar, Dachain, Mulatame Tumas Acherim. It can't be matame others. Avolatumas atzman yeshlehem. Mishkachasla denagi kulu berishon. the way to make sense of Chagai's question is as follows. Somebody touched lechem, then nezid, then yayin, then shemen, or any tame or any tame item. And therefore, they answered back that they're tame. Right? They answered back they're tame. 1 second. Not like we said before, that it was one after the other. First they touched the wine. That first this touched this. Everything touched everything at the same time, and you touched everything at the same time. Therefore they're going to be tameh. Why? Because mashke in the Azara is tameh. In itself is tameh. Ella, e savar la kirav, but if you hold like Rav, the Amar Dochan Mamish, who said that the liquids are mamish tameh, heichem mishkachasla. How can this ever happen? Mamish tahar. I'm sorry, mamish tahar. Heichem mishkachasla. How can the yayin and the shemen be tameh? How can they be tameh? Therefore, al karcha kishmuel svirale. Levi must hold like Shmuel. Levi must hold like Shmuel. Ula Shmuel. Now, according to Shmuel, Hanicha, Isavar lo kirav, Shmuel, who argued on Rav regarding whether liquids can make other things tame or even become themselves tame, Shmuel can only make sense if he holds like Rav in the Machlokes with Levi, that what? That the Mashka of the Mizbech is tame. The Tani, Mashka beis mitbechaya, Avo Mashka beis mitbechaya, Achrini nami mitamu. But if mashka of the mizbeach, there's yes tuma, then why does Chada have to make such a difficult question? Revihu delo avid chamishi, hashlishi avid revi. Right? Why do you have to? What's the question? Right? El isav ala kilevi. But if you held like Levi, the Tani mashka base mid bechaya. That all mashke is tar. That Levi said all mashke is tar. Mayayir vi the love of chamishi. Afilu sheinu shlishi nami lo lavzi. It would have been such a simple question. They should have asked the guys, the kahanim. Can liquids become a shlishi? No. What about a sheini? No. What about a rishon? No. Why do you ask him over vi? Why do you make such a crazy question like that? Al karchach kirav svirale. The Shmuel, who held that they didn't make a mistake, must hold like Rav that the liquids of the Mizbeach can become Tomei only with Rabbanon, and that's what Chagai was asking them. So complicated this is? Yeah. Okay, it gets a little easier now. Now, again, Rav held that the Mashka of the Mizbeach can yes become Tomei, and Levi held it can't. Okay? Tani Kavaseh Derav, Tani Kavaseh Derav, Tani Kavaseh Delevi. We're going to have brides that can go both ways. Tani Kavaseh Derav, Delevi. Sorry, first Levi. Again, Levi said all mashke is tahar even on the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer. Hadam v'ayayin v'ashem v'amayim, all these liquids, mashke beis mid-bechaya, it's a mashke of the Mizbeach, shenit mu-bifnim, they became tame inside, v'otzi in lachutz, and you brought them outside, tahorin, they become tahar. Why do they become tahar? They just do. Nitmu'u bachutz, if they became tamei outside, v'hichnisan bifnim, and you brought them inside, tamein, they become tamei. The details of this are not important. The bottom line is what do you see from here? That the liquids of the Mizbeach are tahar. Right? Yes. The mashkin on the Mizbeach are tar, like Levi said. That's all you have to know from this. Now the Gemara says, ain't that even true? From Yeshua ben Levi, mashki beis mitbechaya, the mashkin of the Mizbeach, lo amru dachan ela bimkoman. They're only tahar in their place. Here, you took them out, back, forth. That's not true. My lav, limu'ute nitmu bifnim v'otzi'in lachutz, Doesn't it exclude the case where they became tummy here and you took them outside? The Gemara says, lo, no, lemute nitnu b'chut v'echnisim b'fnim. Right? That they don't have the din of mashka mizbeach, but they're rather the regular tumah. But if they became tummy b'fnim and you took them b'chut, they'd become tahar. Ah, if I'm b'mkoven k'amar, but it says b'mkoven in their place, what does that mean in their place? What it means is, hachi k'amar, lo amru dachon ela shenitmu'u b'mkoman. They can only become tummy in their place. What?
Not outside
the Azara. Right. Okay, fine. So that's a riot to Levi that there's no tumah of mamashkin on the mizbeach at all. Tanya Kavase to Rav. Now we have a bright that supports Rav. What does it say? Hadam v'amayim mashki beis mitpachaya. These are mashkin of the Azara. Shenitmu, that they become tame. Bein bekalim, whether they became tame in kalim. Bein Bekarka, or whether they became Tomei on the Karka. Yeah, Tahorin. They're Tahar. Right? They're Tahar. Rabbi Shimon Omer. This is Rabbi Shimon of the first Machlokas that I mentioned this morning. Whether or not liquids can be Metame other things. Rabbi Shimon said, liquids can make foods Tomei, but not Caleb. Right? So, Rav Shimon Omer, Bikalim, Tameyin. If they're in Kalim, they are Tamei. Bikarka, Tahorin. But if they're on Karka, they're Tahar. I'm sorry, it's not the same Achlokas, it's a different Rav Shimon, same man. Different Inyan. We're going to get back to the other Inyan later, soon. Different Inyan. He makes a distinction like that. What do you see from all this? Forget Rav Shimon. The Tanakhama said, the Mashkin of the Azara, it's Tahorin, which is what Rav said. Okay, the brides are like Levi, and the brides are like Rav. Okay. Now, Amar of Papa, a whole new thing. It's one, like, it's another strand of this. Afilu lamanda Amar, Tumas Mashkin da'oraisa. Even if you hold Tumas Mashke is a da'oraisa, Mashki base mitbechaya, the liquids of the Azara, hilchasa gemirila, it's a tradition that they are tahar. In other words, you don't have to say that it's gzeirah derabbanan, like Rav and Levi are busy with. Rather, even if you hold that liquids can become tahar midaraisa, not in the Azara. Why not? It's a hilchasa, it's a halakha l'moshe misinai. Now, we're going to reject this in a minute. Right. So Marcel asked me this morning, you're not allowed to argue on Halacha L'moshe Mishinai. What's going on here? That's a good question. We're going to reject it anyway. The question is, what was Papa thinking?
They're arguing if it is or is not Halacha L'moshe Mishinai.
There's no such thing like that.
Either it is or isn't.
And why did they know that?
Right. So it can't be, right? You can't argue on that. That's one of the rules of the Rambam. You can't argue on Halacha L'moshe Mishinai. I say that tefillin have to be black. Why are tefillin black? Halacha L'moshe Mishinai. No, I don't say that. I say they can be green. You can't argue on that. You've never in your life seen that. That's what he just said. How could that be?
No, because you don't know. One guy says that it's black because of Halacha L'moshe Mishinai, it's black because it says whatever.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's that. You can't argue on Halacha L'moshe Mishinai. We know it is. The question is this law?
Okay, I hear. I don't know the rule about that.
List of Allah,
I hear what you're saying. They're not arguing in it, you're arguing whether it is even here. I hear. That's what you're trying to say. I don't know about that. Okay, I don't know if I'm relevant. We'll see. Let's finish. We'll get to the two dots and then it'll be over. Not that it won't be over. This is my plug.
Keeps on going.
Keeps on going, exactly. Tomorrow's a challenging dot. I'm the Ravuna Braider of Nathan or of Papa.
It is brutal.
Elohad Amar Rabbi Lazar. What about Rabbi Lazar said? Rabbi Lazar said, that's now getting back to the first machlokas we said, Ein tuma lamashin kol ikar. There's no tuma at all. There's no such thing as tuma by liquids. Rabbi Meir held like that. Rabbi Elazar held like that. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held like that only regarding Kalim. And Rabbi Yehuda held no such animal. It's all tuma. But anyway, how did Rabbi Lazar know that? How did he know that? He said, Teda, I'll prove to you I'm right. Shari, hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yoezer is Treda. He said, Al Mashki beis mitbechaya, that the Mashka of the Azara, Dachar, is Tahar. Right? And then we had a machlokas, is it only tahar for itself, to mitame others, which, what about the mizbeach? E hilchas a gemirila, and if it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, mi gamrina mine? We're going to learn something out of this? We're going to have to, can't, says Rashi, mi gamrina mine, it's further down. Mi gamrina mine, the tumas shar mashkin lav doraisa? But other tumas not doraisa? Hamarta filu hi doraisa, gemiri behind the tahar. It's halacha Moshe Mitzinai that it's tar here. How can you bring our whole global raya regarding the hotum of liquids from a halachah l'moshe mitzvah? That's an exception. That can't be. Amale Ravina l'Ravashi, Rav Shimon to Amar tumas mashkin daraisa. Rav Shimon held tumas mashkin are daraisa, at least regarding foods. Titania, Rav Yosef Rav Shimon omrim l'kelim tahorin. Regarding kelim, mashkin can't make kelim tamei. La'ochlin tamein. But regarding food, it can. V'hacha ka'am Rav Shimon, and over here Rav Shimon just said, I said it's the same man, b'keilim t'meyim, b'karka t'horin. In keilim it's tameh, in karka it's tar. V'i hilchasa, he, but in 1 second, if it's a halakha l'moshe mitzinai, that what? The keilim in the azar is tahar, mali keilim, mali karka. Okay, what's the difference? If it's tar, it's tar. What's Rav Shimon doing? Okay, kasha, that's a kasha. So really, this doesn't really end up being correct. Now, it's not a tiyufta, so it's still, you can weasel out of it, but the Gemara doesn't try to weasel out of it, the Gemara leaves it at the kasha. So Rav Papa's opinion is very difficult to jive. So it's a hard sheet to jive. We have a whole kasha with the halacha l'moshe mitzinai, and anyway, they got it to be a kasha without resorting to that. Okay, next halacha. Amar Rav Papa, again Rav Papa. Hada marta b'karka tahorin. That which we said, that liquids in the carcass, tahar, lo shanu ela mayim. That's only mayim, only water, right? Why water? Because, right, we're going to see it the pasuk, but as far as it's going to be, because such a thing is a mikvah. A mikvah can't be tummy. So it makes sense to say that water in the carcass is not tummy. Why? You have such a concept by mikvah. Aval dam lo, not dam. He never said that by dam. Mayim nami lo amaran elo dehavi revius. That's only true water. Also, only if it's a revius of water, a revius of a puddle. Why the chazir lahatpul ba machten vitzinoras? Because you can be tovel needles and little things in that avalah revius. But if it's not a revius, tamei it's tamei. Says Rashi, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. The midda araisa lo chazir lemikva. Midda araisa, the minimum shear is a revius. What could you title in a revius? A needle. Small little thing. Dimidaraisa tmeyin afba mechubar. Hachidami tmeyin. The kaimalon shir tumas mashkin revius. Hani milo tami acher. Aval atman mitam mekoloshet. But again, Rashi puts out if only two tami others out itself. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's, now we end, now, so we're done with all that. Okay, good. Now, we're getting back to discuss the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said no. All liquids, they're tamei, they can be tamei others. Everyone else is not correct. That's what Rehuda Shita is. So, Omar Mar, we said, learned yesterday, Rehuda Omer, Lakal tamei. It's all tamei. Liquids can make tamei, they itself becomes tamei. Lememra, the sub Rehuda, Tumas Maskin, Latame, Tumas Kalim, Doraisa? Even he seemed to imply it's a Doraisa. But liquids can become tamei, and they can be tamei others. But we learned, call kalim, all kalim, sheyesh lahem acharayim, they have an outer use, vito, and an inner use, kigon, for example, hakarim, what's a karim, a pillow?
Yeah.
Hakarim, a pillow, v'aksas, a different kind of pillow, v'asakin, or a bag, v'hamiritufin, another kind of bag, all these things, in other words, you can use both sides of a pillow, right? You could do that. People do that when they can't sit, turn the pillow upside down, think it's going to help them, right?
People the inside and outside.
Yeah, what? The cat inside the pillow.
Inside and outside. The pillow can be used to store things.
Okay, so whatever it is, you use both. Use the inside and the outside. Right? Most things, a cup. You don't use the outside of a cup. You can't do that. Only use the inside. So we're not talking about a cup. We're talking about something you use inside and outside. Nit matocho, if the outside became tamei, I'm sorry, if the inside became tummy, nit magabo. The outside became tummy, nit magabo. But if the outside became tummy, lo nit matocho. The inside's not tummy. Why? Because it has an independent use. Amar Yehuda, Vedvar Mamurim, when is all that true? Shinit Mumachas Mashkin. If he became Tamei from a liquid. Okay? Why? Because Tumas Kalim from liquids are only Derabanan. So therefore, we're able to make this split. Avol Nitmu Machmas Sheretz, but if it's a Daraisa Tumah, meaning a Sheretz touched the Kli, what does it make a difference? Nitmatocho, Nitmatocho, Gabo. Nitmagabo, Nitmatocho. Because it's Daraisa. All Tumah. Vitzal Kadaitach Tumas Mashkin Tame Kalim Daraisa. But if Rabbi Yehuda implied, like he said yesterday, that Tumas Kalim from liquids is a Daraisa, Mali Nitma Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nitma Machmas Sheretz. What's the difference? That should make one bit of a difference. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, Chazar Bo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda took it back. He took what back? What he said yesterday, that Mashkin is called Tamei, he took that back. Okay?
What?
That Mashkin can make anything Tamei Minatora, he took that back. Right? The idea that Kalim can be, that liquid can be Tamei Kalim, that's only Midrabanan. So therefore, you can make a split only outside, not inside. Why? Because the use is different. Okay. That's the first answer. Ravina Amar, La'olam Lahadar. Now, he didn't take it back. Ha Mashkin Haboy Machmas Yadayim. When do we say that there's a split in the Tumah? When the liquids came because your hands were Tameh. Hands being Tameh is only a Derabanan. Why? Because there's no such thing. It's only part of your body being tummy. Except when it comes to hands. Why? Again, because we know that hands are busy with touching things. So they made tumas derabanan on the hands. That hands touch the liquid. That's what touched the kli. So the whole thing is a derabanan. Even he agreed that kind of liquid's derabanan. That's how you can make it. And therefore, if it touches the outside, it doesn't touch the inside. Why? The whole thing's derabanan. What's the matter? What?
They pulled tumas yadayim from the kira.
Okay.
So why should Kohanim have to wash
their
hands if
people
are going to the
mikdash?
Whatever, it's not relevant.
It's a
milah.
Yeah, it's a
milah.
Okay. Ha mashkin abaz, ha mashkin abaz machasheret. And here, when he said that the inside and outside both become tameh, because we're talking about, it came via asheret. Ihachi, 1 second. Adetani. One second. Why I have much easier Adatani, the Medavam Amurim, Shinidra Machash Maskin. But that's what we said now. The question is Mamash lift not Velusni Bididay. Then within Mashkin you can make the distinction. Forget Sheretz now. The Medavam Amurim, Bamashkin above Machash Madayim. When does Rabbi Yehuda be Mekil? When does he say there's not Tumah on the inside of a Kli? If the whole thing is Durabanan, the whole Tumah is Durabanan. Why? Because Tumah of hands only Durabanan. But if Mashkin comes from a Sheretz, Nit Matocha, Nit Magabo, Nit Magabo, Nit Matocha. Why don't we say that? If the whole distinction now is on the hands, then say that. That's not what he said. Eli, you know why? Machvarta Kedashina Meikara. Because the first answer is right. Chazar Bo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda took it back. Okay? And that's how we answer it. Now we're going to discuss what kind of taking it back. I think we'll stop here because it's just nowhere to stop now. Right, it's a good place to stop. Now the Gemara, Ibarlahu, Kalim Hodechadarbe, he took it back regarding Kalim, Avol Ba'ochlin, Kerbiosi, Rishimon Shirulei, or he took the whole thing back.
Like
a mayor. That we'll get to tomorrow.
It's not hard, you just have to go through it slowly.
Everybody have a good day, and we will resume tomorrow.
Kaya.